27 years ago, a letter written by Z. Charnel, July 30th, 1994, Part 2. Nowhere in this most valuable body of knowledge do we find some fundamental principles. The Vedas, Hindu scriptures, tell us that in creation God, Brahman, abstained from himself in a great fervor. But what was the hope of creation? God is all that is. There was a kind and a degree of oneness prior to the creation. Creation generates a possibility generating delay in consequences. Free will is generated by the delay in consequences. Space and time are obstructions in the flow of consequences, which generate this delay. The delay in consequences doesn't mean there are no consequences. In the 5th century, institutional Christianity legislated reincarnation out of its teaching. In the mid-19th century, Orthodox Judaism did the same. The only one life theme became further exaggerated by science and its knowledge claims of mechanistic materialism. So we, in the 20th century, reap the consequences of much institutional authority in religion and science and find ourselves confronting hopeless, desperate, and destructive forces who believe there are no consequences because there is a delay in consequences. Science has guided us to derive our beliefs from our experience. This dictum neglects the understanding that belief is what we presume to be true for the sake of our exploratory and experimental behavior. Post-exploratory or post-experiential knowledge is not a substitute for hypothesis, provisional belief. We do not eliminate the need for belief by the quest for certainty. Always, within the realm of what we don't know, we require hypothesis. Humility must be sufficient to not exaggerate knowledge claims so as to exclude what we don't yet know, and require hypothesis to explore or experiment. In the quest for certainty, we seek proof. Proof, however, can only be gained by closing off the tributary forces and influences. We may enjoy the method of isolating and defining our experiment, but that may mean we simply ignore some forces or influences. We haven't really isolated anything. This is especially true when we consider that everything in the manifest universe is only charges in motion and their related magnetic fields. The motion of a charge always has a correlated magnetic field, and the magnetic field always provokes the motion of a charge.